Oh, yeah, that's Francesca Battistelli when the crazy kicks in. And, you know, the crazy kicks in around here quite often, but in a good way. And speaking of crazy, it's Kelly in the studio with me because it's Tuesday. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. I didn't know I was crazy.
Well, we're all a little crazy, but in a good way. You know what I mean.
I do.
Hey, did you know that Francesca Battistelli and Lauren Daigle are going to be singing in New York City at Carnegie Hall in October?
I had actually heard you say that yesterday on the air.
Well, did you also hear that they are putting together a choir to sing with them, like 240, 270 member choir? People from all over can audition to be part of that choir. And I was maybe thinking of going to New York. What do you think?
Sure.
The silence is very telling. You see, Kelly really doesn't appreciate my singing. I don't think anybody does. Not even my dog appreciates my singing. But one day when I get to heaven, I'm going to be able to sing.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to the day. And you're just hoping I don't do it in the meantime, right?
Just, we're glad you're here on the air, Darla.
Just talk to me. Talk to me. Okay. Don't sing. Anyhow, Kelly is our business manager. And on Tuesdays, she comes into the studio to share some recent listener comments. And that sounds kind of formal, but it's really sharing what God is doing in the lives of you, our listeners. And love to share that because it's so encouraging to us. And I know it has to be to you as well. So what do you have for us today?
Well, today I decided to take some comments off of Facebook. So I have three of our listeners who have shared with us on Facebook. And the first one comes from Tristan. And he says, "The Praise Network is such a blessing to my life. The pastors that you broadcast deeply challenge my relationship with Jesus. And I love the song selection. Keep on keeping on."
That's really cool. And, you know, there are so many ways that people can get in touch with us. Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter. They can text us at 202-41-PRAISE. They can give you a call. I know so often you get a chance to talk to our listeners and pray with so many listeners. Mm-hmm. And just many, many ways to get in touch. So, you know, and I really liked the word challenge that he used at that comment, that what he's listening to is challenging him in his faith to grow closer to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what I hope it's doing in all of our lives.
Yes, I agree. You know, you don't want it to be something that you've heard over and over again and you don't grow and you become stagnant. You know, you want it to be something that's helping you to grow and to get stronger in your faith and be able to share your faith and so forth. So I did too when I read his comment. That word stuck out to me as well.
You know, that also made me think of the verse in Scripture that in the last days, people will gather to themselves teachers, you know, who make them feel good, you know, itching their itching
yes.
ears or something like that.
Yes.
Just telling them what they want to hear. And that's not what we're here to do. We really want to share the truth of God's word in love, because we know it is that truth that is actually going to change lives.
Very true. And actually, that reminds me of a phone call that I received actually from a listener last week. And she was a little teary-eyed on the phone, but she just said, "I want to thank you. I listen to Praise every day. I was just listening to Gail Irwin, and God convicted me of some actions. And I appreciate all of you at the Praise Network so much." Just a simple phone call. But, you know, what she heard really challenged her and convicted her heart. So that was, again, in action, what God's word is doing.
Yeah, and it's not us. I mean, we're not here to convict people. That's the job of the Holy Spirit, and that God is using that to accomplish his purposes. Mm-hmm. And that is the beauty of it. That's what God's word does. And so exciting to me that we're not just here entertaining people day in and day out. And I know your heart and the heart of all four of us who work here is to be true to God's word.
Yes.
And to be gatekeepers, making sure that what we put out over the air is sound doctrine through the music, through the teaching that's out there. And then God, through his spirit, uses that in people's lives, mm-hmm. how they need it. You know, someone right now may need encouragement. Somebody may need that conviction of the Holy Spirit
yes.
and correction. You know, we all have different needs at different times in our lives. And again, that's a God mm-hmm. thing.
And another listener on Facebook, Josh, wrote in and said, "Great songs, guys. Way to be a beacon of light for our Lord. We love everything that you do. May God keep you and bless you.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not everything that we do, of course. It's everything that God does because we fail. You know that very well, don't you, Kelly? How often I can get it wrong, but God doesn't. So, people not looking to us, looking to God mm-hmm. who is doing the work. And that Amen. Is so exciting to be that beacon of light because to me, it seems our culture, our world is getting darker and darker and darker. And how we need to shine that light more brightly in these dark days. That's
exactly.
Encouraging.
The last one I would like to share was also from Facebook, and his name is Jeff. And he actually just put this on Facebook today, and it says, I'm loving your new online streaming site. A big improvement. It's awesome.
Oh, how fun. I hope you who are listening right now in your cars or at home or whatever, don't do it now if you're driving, but check out our new website. We're real excited about it, still tweaking some things, but has a fresh new look. Hopefully it's easy for you to get around on and find what you want to find and easy for you to share on. And it has a new player, which Jeff checks out, I guess. A lot of people listen daily on their computers, which mm-hmm. is fun. So we have a new player for you, and go to the same location, praisenetwork.com, and you'll find it.
Yeah, I think that having that new player will be just great because we have so many listeners who are listening to us on their phones while they're working, having their little earbuds in. And of course, we know that a lot of businesses stream our music through their businesses. So I'm excited to.
Yeah, well, for all of you working right now, listening to the Praise Network, hey, hope you all are having a good day and so glad that we could be company. Well, again, how can people get in touch with us, Kelly?
Well, they can get in touch with us many ways through Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, as well as our website. They can send us prayer requests also through our Facebook if they want. They can private message us, send us emails. Or they can text us.
Mm-hmm. And that text number is 202-41-PRAISE. That's 202-41-PRAYZ. Love to hear from our listeners. A lot of times I have people who get in touch with me regularly when I'm on the air and just sending me little notes as things are going on in their day and they're listening to the Praise Network. And we just love to stay in touch with our listening mm-hmm. family. Part of our new website is our Praise Network family photo album.
Yes.
And we would love to add some new pictures to our photo album. You could stop in there and check out other members of the Praise Network listening family and upload your photos as well. So love to get to see you, meet face to face, at least via the website. And then also coming up on May 17th, we'd love to meet you at the Christian comedian John Crist event. John is a great Christian comedian. He is coming to Sparta on May 17th, and all proceeds will benefit the Praise Network Radio Ministry and Sparta's Coolie Cap Food Pantry. It's being sponsored by our friends at Thrivent Financial in Sparta. So tickets are going fast. We encourage you to get them quickly because seating is limited. And again, that is coming up on May 17th and a great opportunity for us to meet you and just have a night of fun and laughter and a little craziness, right?
That's right.
Oh, Kelly, thank you. Always a joy to spend this time with you and to share with our listeners.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. And we'll talk to you right here next week, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Here's Josh Waller, got that crazy faith.